Welcome to the 5D Field with me, Corey Michelle. Episode 20, What Am I Missing? The Crazy Possible Podcast is a multidimensional transmission of words and energy forms that transcend your cognition, going direct to your consciousness, assisting you in becoming your future self, the energetic master of your reality. You might experience lightness, awareness, synchronicities, having the experience of living a magical life and ease and creating what you truly desire. This content is for highly conscious visionaries, revolutionaries, truth seekers, star seeds, and unicorns who never fit in but are brilliantly aware and here to create new realities. Let's transcend the 3D matrix, dancing in the 5D and beyond, bringing your dreams alive. Now let's tap the field. Breathe with me. Connect in. Tap into your raw consciousness, and together, let's create new realities. Well, hello, hello, gorgeous. I'm super excited for you today because we are going to dive into what the heck am I missing here? I know this is something I used to say to myself all the time, and I hear it from practically every single one of my clients because my clients show up, they've done the work, they've been efforting, they've been hustling, they've been trying to implement things, they've been actively trying to manifest their dreams into reality, and some of them just aren't working with the momentum that they see and know is possible for them. So today, I'm going to offer you two perspective shifts that literally, if you apply them, can change your entire reality, turning everything that you have already learned into working for you, turning your dreams into reality, actualizing and manifesting everything that you desire. Let's dive in. I have been talking to so many people that are in my programs and sort of been around a while, and many of them feel like they have learned so much, but they don't have the momentum. It's like there's this expiration date on their desires, their things they want to create or manifest. It's like, why hasn't it happened already? Like, I want it now. There's an urgency for it. And when we're in that space, and also when we're even still continuing to seek whatever those puzzle pieces are that we think we're missing, and we're just sort of hearing the same sort of things over and over, there's nothing really new, then this is where we have to look at something else, because it's not for lack of effort or trying. You aren't the person who's just wishing for your desires to manifest, right? You're actively engaged in making them happen. And if it's not showing up and you're feeling confused, frustrated, maybe even exhausted, you might even be thinking, if I could just find that one thing that's blocking me, clear that one more thing, it would be sweet relief and you'd get on with living your desired lifestyle, manifesting your dreams, having your magical life, and all the things that that includes, right? Here are two places you want to look to see where you are functioning from. Because the amount of magic that shows up in your life is a direct result of your perspectives and where your energy is going. Also, what you're available to receive. So the first one is, are you applying what you have learned? Okay, are you applying what you have learned? So if you have learned about following your awareness, are you following your awareness? Are you doing that every single day? If you learned about some of the things I teach, like energetic mastery or energetic priorities, are you applying the energetic priorities to your life? If you've learned about ask and receive, are you asking from a space of curiosity? Are you actually taking these actions? Okay, that's the one thing, because oftentimes what I hear is, Corey, I have heard it all. Everything you are teaching me, I have heard it all. And I'm like, great. That's great. You're a perfect client for me. Are you applying it? And then they look at me and they go, no. Or a little bit. Or 50%, right? Or sometimes they're totally applying it, but it's from a perspective, and this is the second part, is what is your perspective about how you're applying it? And listen close. You might want to write this part down. If you're applying these, say, we'll just call them tools, to get somewhere in your life, or to fix a problem, or to overcome something, or even to fix yourself, that is a perspective that will leave you not having a lot of momentum. Okay. If you're coming from the perspective of, I'm already grateful that all of this has shown up in my life, and you're using these tools to continue to allow your reality to show up for you in the desired experience, then you're going to have a lot more flow. You're going to have a lot more magic, and it's actually going to work. So let's talk about this perspective a little bit more. Mostly in the 3D reality, we are taught to see everything as somewhere to get to. We start to learn this through our schooling, right? We're going to get to the next grade. We're going to get to the next age. We're going to get to the next test. We're going to get to the next job. We're going to get to the next pay raise. We're going to get to the next whatever. We're always getting to the next thing. It's very linear, right? But with this perspective of that, we're going to get somewhere. We're going to fix a problem. We're going to overcome something. We've got to get rid of something. That puts us in this very linear perspective. And as you know, if you've been listening to my podcast, magic is not linear. A flow is also not linear. Okay. So we have to do it backwards. And I've talked about this in a few podcasts, but I wanted to bring a different perspective to it. Okay. Especially with this idea of momentum. When we go to the end result or the end outcome that you would like and say, all right, what is the desired experience I would like on the other end of this? And I love the desired experience because it's not always about hitting the number or achieving the goal. It's really the experience that you would like to have be your life. All right, so I've got this thing in my life. I want to have this experience with it. So one of mine was having ease with money. I just wanted to have ease with money. I didn't want to struggle. I didn't want to worry. I didn't want to do any of that. So how I was going at it was, I need to fix my problems. There's obviously something wrong. I've learned all the things. I've done all the clearings. I've done all this stuff, but why do I still have a money problem? Well, the reason I still had a money problem is because my perspective was always applying everything through the lens of something is wrong. I'm missing something. Okay. And I realized that at one point I was like, oh, wait a second. So the lens that I'm doing everything from is still trying to solve a problem. And if I keep having this lens that there's always going to be a problem to solve, then there will always be a problem to solve. So what if my money issue or my current relationship to money and how it's showing up in my life isn't a problem? It's just where I've been. And we jump to the future and we say, hey, what would I really like to experience with money? I knew that money could be easy. I just knew in my heart, money could be easy. I knew that there could be plenty of it. I knew that I could create it. I knew that I could be successful with it, right? So none of that has anything to do with hitting a goal. It's an experience. So I went, okay, so what would it be like? And then I felt into it. And I went, oh man, that would be just such a relief. It would be so amazing not to be avoiding my bank accounts. It would be so amazing to have plenty for whatever I wanted to choose or invest in. It would be so amazing and comforting to know that I've got my own back on this. I've discovered how to do this for myself, including run my business and be profitable. And when I started looking at that, I went, wow, that is a completely different perspective than trying to fix my money problem. So this perspective, and I would say over and over and over to myself, I must be missing something. I've learned all the things. I've done all the things. But what I wasn't doing is I wasn't being this version of me who has ease with money. I was still trying to fix the problems, even though I had learned that I could be in a different way. I have a money problem. That would create a different outcome and create a different experience. I wasn't applying it in a way that would actually create what I desired the most. Okay. Now, sometimes we're fooling ourselves, and I was definitely fooling myself, but I wasn't fully evolving and applying what I had learned, the new consciousness or the tool, to my life in a way that was creating more. I was applying it from the same consciousness that I had had before, which was, I still have a problem. You see, not very much money in my account. Money is still hard. See, I still have a problem. See, there's something hasn't worked yet. So I had this lens that I didn't even know was there that was saying, see, it's not going to work. It's not working yet. It's not working yet. See, you still have a problem. See, you're still missing something. So no matter what I did, was going through that lens. And at some point, I realized that to actually apply what I'm learning and embed that into my consciousness, I'm going to have to let go of this idea that I still have to fix something. There's still something wrong. Apply it from the knowing that in my heart and in my awareness, I know that I can have ease with money. I know that I can make profits in my company. I know that I can sell my stuff. I know that I can have plenty. And coming from that awareness, I had to go to the future of that knowing because I hadn't experienced that yet. The lens of experience versus the lens of knowing. And when I started doing that and I started going for it, what I noticed was that there were so many actions, inspired actions, that were coming into my world that I was completely negating, resisting, or refusing. That when I shift this perspective to go to my knowing versus my past experience, then all of a sudden I was guided in my actions that led to so much more. You guys have heard my story about creating this class that I really wanted to go to in New Zealand. That was one of my breakthrough moments where everything was leading me to this one thing that I was resisting the most. And I was resisting it because in the past it hadn't worked. So I went to the future and said, what's it going to be like being there? I went, what's it going to be like having this? What's it going to be like having already accomplished this? And I let that lead me. And this is one of the main keys that we work with in all of my programs, because it is the one thing that people like you who have done a lot and they're still, and it still seems like you're stuck or would know that there's more that's available. Oftentimes it's in one of these places. It's not applying what you've learned and having a lens, a perspective that is not really all that helpful, that is coming from the past versus coming from the future. One of the things that I have on offer right now is a program to assist you with that. Head on over to meetcorymichelle.com/5D and click on Activate My Future Self. And that program is going to be all about taking everything you've already learned and then looking at, hey, how can you apply all of this from this desired future, this version of you who already has it, that orchestrates your reality so beautifully that your desires show up and you start having the momentum and the flow very, very quickly. Now, what's so interesting to me that oftentimes with just a couple of tweaks in somebody's universe, they will start to experience things totally differently. And two of them are the two that we talked about today, shifting your perspective and actually following through. There's so many awarenesses coming to you all the time, all the time. They're coming to you. And we refuse them. We negate them. We go, yeah, I don't wanna. But when we lean in and we just go, so much more is available. And that's part of one of my specialties of how we help people get clear on what those awarenesses are, become congruent with them, energetically congruent, so they're no longer resisting them or no longer refusing them, stepping into being that future self so that your desires manifest in the most magical ways. Because that's what's possible. And if that's interesting to you, come check it out. See if you want to play with us in this. And I would love to assist you in activating your future self so that you have that momentum and you are free from searching to solve your problem. You are free from always thinking you're missing something. You are in your knowing. for what is possible, and you know you're going for it, and activating your confidence so that you can follow through and have every single thing that you desire. So I hope this was helpful for you today, and you can check out the Activate Your Future Self class on meetcorymichelle.com/5D. I look forward to contributing to you. You are now exiting the 5D field and the Crazy Possible podcast. Send me, Cory Michelle. Thank you so much for joining me. If you would be so kind to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you can receive more about how to have energetic mastery and turn every desire into reality. Head over to meetcorymichelle.com/5D to connect on socials and to receive your free gift. We will see you soon again in the 5D field.